Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
I just want a quick follow-up on that question. Your response to people who say that you haven't been transparent enough about this.
I haven't been transparent?
That's some of your critics feel.
I've shown this to everybody that would listen. Third-rate reporters didn't see it because they didn't look. You're a third-rate reporter. Oh.
Capital Beat.
I love it. Congressman Eric Burleson on the phone with us now. That was Donald Trump yesterday.
With a bunch of third-grade reporters.
Third-rate reporters chewing him out over their East Wing criticisms. What do you think about that, Congressman?
Oh, it is. It's really ridiculous it's literally the walkway. It's like it's the exterior. Like it's almost like your back porch. Like why? Well, nobody would complain if you basically ripped off your back porch so you could add a huge addition that's privately funded. This is what's crazy. I mean, Barack Obama just spent hundreds of millions of dollars to renovate the White House in the style that he wanted. All Trump is doing is making it better, adding something that has long been desired, and he's doing it with no taxpayer money.
Well, I don't think you fully understand. I think we need Anderson Cooper to explain to you what's really gone on here.
The East Wing was home to America's first ladies, Betty Ford. That's her at her desk. She once famously said, if the West Wing is the mind of the nation, then the East Wing is the heart. Well, it has been ripped out.
The heart of the nation has been ripped out, just in case you wondered.
Yeah, that's a dangerous lie. That's an absolute lie that he just said. Because when you look at what the construction is, it's the East Wing is intact. It's literally the side porch, that's not even like inside. We're talking about the side where they have a covered awning so that you're not in the rain when you exit. That's ridiculous to say it's ridiculous to say that that would be destroying the East Wing.
Yeah. Well, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story, though. I mean, that's right. Common for them. They're trying to sensationalize anything they can do to try to make Trump bad. And that includes this shutdown. What's going to happen? What are we in now? Day 25 and day 24. We still got no end in sight.
We don't. I think that we may see some movement right before November 1st because that's the date that many of these employees would normally expect a paycheck. If we don't get the government back open, they won't get that. So the amount of pressure is going to really build towards November 1st. And then if we go past that date, I think we may be shut down until past Thanksgiving.
Wow.
That's the rumor that I've heard.
Well, and I've heard some rumors, too, that this really is being driven by some external parties, including the healthcare industry itself, including big insurance. who, of course, if those vouchers don't get reapproved and reinstated, which, you know, is a half a billion or what is it, half a trillion dollars almost, that's money they may not see in 2026 because they can only increase premiums and expect payments so much from people. And they're the ones being threatened to the tune of billions and billions of dollars. Is there external pressure being put on these Democrats or some of their gravy train donors who contribute mightily? Is that an issue here? And is there any way to expose that this really isn't about Americans' health care? This is really about the health care industry potentially losing billions of dollars.
So one of the facts that was just demonstrated by Paragon Institute is that the increase in the premiums for the Obamacare products, even the subsidized ones, are expected to be 20%. And of that 3% would be the impact of these enhanced subsidies. So you're talking about a fraction of any kind of increase, forgetting the fact that the product, Obamacare, is garbage.
Yeah.
And it's increasing at 17%+ a year. That's not sustainable. And throwing money after this, you know, is basically throwing it down the toilet. So we have to reform the healthcare marketplace, give patients more choice. I've been working with Chip Roy, with a lot of leaders on some free market solutions. You know, if we open up the government and we want to have that debate, and I do, I wanted to have that debate in Reconciliation 1.
Right.
But they wanted to keep that separate. I think that the country is primed, you know, to go in to do another round of reconciliation, a reconciliation bill to dig out Obamacare and provide a free market solution so that you don't have to get insurance through your employer to get the same tax benefits.
Yeah.
That you can go, you know, every dollar, including the money you spend on copays, the money you spend on deductibles, is all tax deductible. If a charity wants to come in and help you in your account, they should be able to do that. If your employer wants to fund your individual health savings account instead of going out and getting you a plan within the employer pool, all we're doing is returning choice back to the marketplace, back to the consumer, so that you can decide which hospital system that you want to be a part of. You can decide if you want a direct primary care doctor or not. You can decide if you want to use a prescription drug management product or not. Let the patient choose and compete based on price.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, but they don't like choice in healthcare. They don't like choice in schools. They don't like choice in the free marketplace. I mean, come on. Choice is not part of their vernacular. They don't want American people to have choices. They want to dictate what they get. And that's what Obamacare was intended to do, right? To get us a step closer to socialized medicine.
Sure was.
Yeah. And that's why this may be the last chance that we have to fix it. And so I think that we should take this opportunity. Look, if what that means is that we end up, to placate some of the moderates, because I know Murkowski and some of these, and Collins are going to demand that we do extend the enhanced subsidies. There's a universe where if we get enough free market reform so that people have an off-ramp from Obamacare and they don't have to stay in this failed Obamacare system, and that eventually an Obamacare has a true expiration date, then we can talk.
Yes.
But that's something that we need to have in an open debate and discussion without the Democrats holding the government hostage. Whip Clark said that this is the last leverage point that they have, that the Democrats have. That's why they're keeping the government shut down. They have to use this as a leverage against the Republicans.
But these tax credit deductibles that were instated in 2021 or 2022 as part of the COVID recovery were only supposed to be short term to start with. They're just trying to make them permanent, right? I mean, all we're really asking for is to go back to people paying the same premiums that they paid in 2020 before COVID, correct?
That's exactly right.
That's what we're shutting the government down
that's
over.
That's it.
Yeah. If you ask the American people, do you really think that we should be spending at COVID era levels, in perpetuity? Most Americans would say, no, that's not. Obviously, we can't afford that. And this is one of the biggest items in that. Half a trillion dollars in spend for this.
Congressman Eric Burleson, we appreciate your time this morning. Keep up the good fight up there and try to push back on all that ballroom derangement syndrome that's going on in D.C. Right.
Thank you. Hey, I will say having Bob Onder as an ally, especially on the healthcare stuff, has been fantastic.
I bet. Being a doctor and all. But please try to expose that connection to the healthcare industry driving these Democrats to hold the line while they're harming Americans in so many ways and federal workers who need to get back to work. That this is all probably driven by a special interest group known as big healthcare.
Yes.
Please dig into that. We'd love to get some evidence of that.
Big business loves big government.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Congressman, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.